Hi, I'm Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Sarah, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
Hi, I'm Jen. I am playing Lorraine Rainey Taylor, and she's just a weirdo.
Hi, my name's Brett, and I play Spencer Palmer, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
It is a bright, early Saturday morn.
Is this the next day?
This is the next day, okay. Yes.
I'm watching cartoons.
What cartoons? Be time appropriate.
Is Fraggle Rock on? I want to watch Fraggle Rock.
Let's see. Starting.
You guys are all going to have to make one consensus if you're at Lucas's because they have one TV.
Yeah.
Does he have HBO?
Not.
Well, I was about to say, would they even have like cable TV?
Rainey is eating dry cereal with her hands.
They have. Why? We got fresh milk.
Okay, so we have.
Why is that kind of gross to me?
It's goat milk, but...
Oh, there it is.
So we have...
Goat milk is good for you. It's got lots of extra protein.
We're in the spring.
Yeah, but we're a bunch of 80s kids. Goat milk is weird.
Yeah.
We have NBC, CBS, and ABC.
Well, what are the shows?
Shows that are on right now, it is currently 8:30 a.m.
Oh, okay.
And I've been up for 2 hours already.
That are currently on right now are Pound Puppies.
Yeah, we're watching Pound Puppies.
Smurfs.
No, we're watching Pound Puppies.
Yeah,
Pound
Puppies. Or Jim Henson's Muppet Babies.
No, nope, Pound Puppies.
Spencer makes a strong case for the Muppet Babies and fails.
Well, Lucas is outside tending the farm still.
What is he tending to?
Does his TV have a dial?
Yeah, it's a dial TV.
Okay. Rainey is up at the front of the TV trying to switch it to Pound Puppies, to whatever channel Pound Puppies comes on.
I believe that was ABC.
But Muppet Babies is about to come on.
Yeah, but Pound Puppies, they like fight crime and shit.
Well, yeah, but...
Besides, we can watch Muppet Babies after this. There'll be another episode on.
Fine, but they better not do one with Star Wars.
The entire time Theo's eating his cereal, I think dry but with a spoon because he's scared of goat milk. And he's just watching these two argue.
So everyone is watching Pound Puppies.
Theo is strangely intrigued by this cooler dog.
He does not have sunglasses. He's got a blue, Letterman jacket.
Yeah, that's right.
That's lame.
Well, that was cool back then, as you were a cool high school football player guy.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was like a leather Fonz jacket.
No.
No, see, that's what Theo's into.
Yeah.
He's got the leather jacket.
The collar and the cuffs are red.
The episode is Where Do Puppies Come From and Pups on the Loose. Currently, since we're watching Pound Puppies first, this is Where Do Puppies Come From? And it's the Pound Puppies meet parents-to-be Lucy and Rusty. So Whopper and Bright Eyes wants to know where puppies come from.
They don't know because they're dogs.
It's a weird thing to tackle in a show like this.
Yeah.
Katie loves to do shit like that.
It is season 2. This is the 17th episode.
So we're in for quite a ride.
So there you go. That's what we're watching tonight, or this morning, Jake.
Oh, man.
See, Lucas doesn't have to watch that. He already knows where puppies come from.
Oh, yeah. He knows where it all comes from. They come from goats.
Yep. Everything comes from goats.
Puppies come from goats. Followed by an episode of Muppet Babies.
Which episode?
It's an old episode. It's a rerun.
Uh-huh.
It's one written by Chuck Lorre. Chuck
Lorre? Really?
Well, that guy's never going anywhere.
Swear to God. And it is When You Wish Upon a Muppet. And it is sadly the last
episode.
It is the last episode to feature Howie Mandel as the voice of Skeeter and Animal. Any fun comments while you're watching?
She flips the dial and she scoots back with her bowl of cereal and she's sitting on the floor and leaning against the couch. As you do.
As one does, yes.
Because sitting on couches is for losers.
It is.
Not cool.
Spence is on the couch.
And
Theo, to be obnoxious, is sitting on the arm of the couch.
Extra cheeky, Rainey's like, Rainey kind of laughs and is like, this is the one where they talk about sex.
What? On Pound Puppies?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
I don't, I actually don't remember this episode. So out of character.
Lucas's mother comes in the room and said, "Who's talking about sex?"
I point at Spencer.
For the listeners at home, we simultaneously pointed at each other.
She looks over at Theo and says, "What about you?"
He just got to eat some cereal and is just like trying to like not look like scared, but he is.
She just shakes her head and walks out of the room and just mumbles, "Why couldn't Lucas have had more farm friends?"
Instead of these weird city folk.
I realize that Theo probably looks like a hooligan.
So as y'all watch this very sexually charged episode of Pound Puppy.
But before, while it's playing the theme song, which is forever taking,
forever taking.
Rainey went over to the window and opened the window and was like, "Lucas! Lukey boy!"
You hear way off in the distance.
Because goats. Yes.
That's his early warning system.
It's been a test of the emergency broadcast. Go.
After like 5 minutes, Lucas walks up to the window.
"Come inside and watch cartoons with us."
And he's going to look over. Is mom still in the room?
No, mom has left, and she's very disappointed in your choice of friends.
Lucas says, "Well, I still have to woggle all the goats that are being bad."
Woggle them.
Yeah, we stick this foam stuff on their horns so they quit headbutting us.
Oh, I didn't think I thought it was something else.
Oh, the big foam things.
Lucas just kind of stares.
Spencer laughs. That's funny.
Well, I guess it does kind of sound like. Anyway, no, it's not. And I still have to feed the goats, too.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I live on a farm. It's important.
Farms are dumb.
Well, would it go faster with help?
Yeah, actually. And I can show you how you woggle a... I can show you how you woggle a goat.
I'll pass on the woggling, but I'll help. And Theo will climb out the window directly.
That makes the most sense.
I mean, yeah, that's what I was going
to
do.
Lucas is going to lead them over to the other barn, since now there's a gaggle of kids coming to help, and he's going to get the little tractor and the little trailer out. And he's going to drive him over to where the goats are held.
So a gaggle's going to help you woggle?
Yeah, the gaggle's going to help me waddle.
The gaggle's going to woggle.
And Lucas can do that because he's 14. He can drive tractors.
That's right.
I thought he could gaggle woggles.
This is the 80s on a farm. You could have been 7 and done this. No one would.
Surely true.
Yeah.
Lucas is going to get Theo to do the cutting, since he doesn't want to woggle any of the goats. Spencer's going to measure. And Rainey's going to help him wrangle the goats to waddle the goats.
She's chasing goats around.
Yeah.
So the gaggle's going to help wrangle so we can goggle?
Yeah.
Woggle.
Woggle.
Woggle the gaggle.
Should be worth a giggle.
I hate this. Let's keep going.
And all right. Yeah, so that makes that part go a lot faster, since now the goats are all waddled.
And that, listeners, is the magic of friendship. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, see, it started out as like a where do puppies come from,
but
now...
It was a filler episode.
It started with where do puppies come from, and then we answered, you know, if everyone pitches in, you know, it'll go a lot faster, and then we can have more time for fun. Pretty sure I saw this episode of... every 80s and 90s cartoon ever.
Pretty much.
Well, the only thing that would have made it perfect is if one of us had complained about it and then learned that valuable lesson.
Yeah,
he kind of complained about it. He was like, "I'm not woggling no goat."
Yeah, and see, it's always the like cool, like delinquent kid.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to do that thing. I'm too cool.
And now Theo loves farms.
It turns out that teamwork was the coolest thing of all.
And he loves goat woggling.
So the goats have been Googled and.
I ain't doing that either.
Woggled?
Woggled.
Well, Lucas loads them all back up on the tractor.
Can she drive? And by she, I mean Lainey. Rainey.
Rainey just likes to refer to herself in the second person.
Sometimes.
do you know how to drive one of these?
That steers, you push on the gas.
Yeah, there's another pretty important part.
What?
brakes, Rainy.
Oh, yeah, the brake. Well, those make them stop. I mean, of course, you know.
There would also be gears in back in this.
No, we're doing first gear all the way.
Yeah, no, well, I don't know about... Jen personally does not know about tractors. I assume there's probably a clutch, but I don't know.
There is.
So.
There should be. I would assume there is back then.
This is one of those new high-tech automatic transmission tractors.
Wow.
Yeah, brand new. Lucas, yeah, I mean, you can drive. But I'm going to sit up here so that when you mess up, I can save us all from certain doom.
I'm not going to mess up.
I'm going to stay up here. So Lucas is going to sit on, like, the rim of, not the rim
you're
over
talking
the tire.
About over, I know what yeah. you're talking about, yes.
Yeah. He's going to sit on the rim over the tire and be like, okay, you got to turn the ignition right there.
Yeah. Just start the tractor.
And he, like, grabs on real hard. He's like, here we go.
Rainy is going to floor it.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, holding on.
We are going 5 miles an hour.
But she probably just, like, stalls the tractor because we were talking about clutches, and she probably doesn't, you know.
As y'all are flooring it, we won't even say it stalls.
Lucas is helping with the gear part.
We'll say that it goes. As you're flooring it, you see a man get out of his car and starts walking up to y'all. And while y'all are just flooring it, he is like doing a light jog right alongside y'all. And he's wearing shorts and a button-down shirt with a little eagle on it. And he says, "Morning, Lucas. Got your mail for you." And he hands y'all the mail, just jogging alongside y'all because y'all are not going that fast.
Thank you, sir.
And he hands you the newspaper as well.
Lucas will take both of them. And then he's going to be like, "Rainy, the barn's over there. You got to park it over there."
Oh, okay. Turn it.
You've run over the mailman. Oh, my God.
Hey, Rainy.
I thought he was on the other side.
Well, he is now.
Yeah. So he walks away and waves goodbye to y'all as y'all kind of trudge along. I like that Theo waved goodbye silently. Theo, the supposed delinquent who doesn't obey the rules.
He respects our postal workers because they are some of the hardest working people in the federal government.
As Rainy takes it to the barn, do you look through the mail or do you just...
Lucas is going to look through his own mail, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got a Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Oh, boy, did we win? I immediately open up.
Maybe. It says you could win.
Oh, well, that's garbage. I can crumple it up and stick it in one of my overall pockets.
You have a stupid thick copy of a Sears catalog, summer 1988. And you have a letter for your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the newspaper, which is currently rolled up and wrapped around or wrapped with a rubber band.
And what is what's our local town newspaper name?
It is called the Enigma Inquirer.
Oh.
So, isn't the newspaper...
There, did we get it?
That's much cleaner.
Isn't the newspaper separate from the mail?
Yes, but he just brought it up.
Anyway.
I forgot what I was
going to
do.
Lucas directs Rainy over to the barn, and then you got to get off. I have to park it.
Oh. All right. Let's just stop it jerkily. Like, you know.
Yeah, Lucas is, like, gripping on as hard as he can with his free hand.
White-knuckled.
Spencer's going to stretch up and
yes,
grab for the
I
catalog.
Yes, I drove! She jumps down from the tractor.
Stretch up and grab the what?
Catalog.
He wants that thick Sears catalog.
Stop it!
Just right. Knock it off.
Lucas hits the GM with the stupid thick Sears catalog. And then hands it over to Spencer while he's still beating the GM with the newspaper.
Do you know what that is?
A newspaper?
What that reference is.
No, and I don't care because it doesn't involve the game. Lucas will hand the catalog to Spencer.
Cool.
Lucas hops into the seat of the tractor and does all the parking stuff and puts the tractor where it's supposed to go.
Hi, I'm Professor Oak. Some people call me the Pokemon Professor, and I have a few people I'd like to introduce to you.
Hi there. My name is Corey, and I'm about to embark on my Pokemon journey. With my childhood friend Pidgey, I think I'm ready to find out what happened to my mom all those years ago.
I have spent years in the shadow of my father, leader of the Viridian City Gym and Pokemon Champion Blue. But I am now ready to forge my own destiny. My name is Azul, and I will become the world's greatest Pokemon Master.
Hey, twerps. Jamie, the future leader of Team Rocket here. My parents tried so hard for world domination, but now it's my turn to pick up where they left off. With my Pokemon by my side, no one can stop me or stand in my way. Hey, Corey, Azul, wait, you can't leave me. My minions, your leader is here, hold on.
Welcome to Pokemon Say Ciao.
Hey listeners, and welcome to the first part of the second episode of Monsters and Mysteries, Felt Hearts. Hope you're enjoying a little bit of Pound Puppy and Muppet Baby nostalgia. We're all about accuracy here at Metaphorical Walrus, and you can check those references. For those of you who are longtime listeners, thanks for sticking with us during our sudden break. Our audio engineer, me, just finished his classes and made off with some great grades. For those of you who are new, first, hi, and second, welcome to the second episode. But that's it, really. Make sure to like, follow, subscribe, comment, share, rate, and all of that good stuff on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, etc. And make sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/metaphoricalwalrusproductions. Got some good stuff on there. Enjoy the show.
Roll to put the tractor where it's supposed to go.
Okay. No, backing up with the trailer is fucking hard. I'll roll that.
How long did we spend last week doing, what, move checks for fucking paper airplanes?
I'm going to roll a tinker check, okay?
That's not... Is it?
I mean, what else would it be? Would it be fucking program? Lead.
I'm rolling tinker.
I think it would be empathize.
Comprehend the tractor.
I'm gonna say...
Tinker.
Force.
You have to charm it into working properly.
No, I'm
calculate,
just
maybe?
Flat out tech.
All right, well, I'm going to roll Tinker.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Tech. That's skill.
So Lucas has 3 in Tech and 1 in Tinker because Hicks get Tinker. So here we go. Yes, I park it successfully. I have 1 success.
Well, you don't know you parked it successfully. It may take 2 successes to do that.
Is that a thing that can happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Do you not remember us talking about that last time?
Fuck no.
Yeah, so if it's a success. It's fine. But if I determine how difficult something is.
Yeah.
And if it's something that's like really, really difficult.
Yeah.
More difficult than throwing paper airplanes or parking a tractor.
Do things get that difficult?
Then you may have
parallel
to roll. You can. I can say that you have to roll 2 or 3.
Oh,
or
okay.
4 sixes.
Okay.
So that's why it's very important when you have these things to have more dice, because sometimes 1 6 isn't enough.
Well, there you go, listeners. Now you know another part of Tales from the Loop.
Or you already knew that if you were paying attention last time.
Yeah. Unless Matt cut that last time.
I haven't edited the episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why you don't know them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't listen during the game. You just listen to everything afterwards.
I mean, I can't blame them, I guess.
You don't listen.
So,
while that's going on,
yes.
Spencer's going to flip the catalog to the underwear section and then show it to Theo.
Is Theo, is that stuttering? Is that Theo being like in disbelief because he's never seen a lady in underwear before? Or is he like baffled at why Spence would show him that?
A little baffled and probably a small percentage embarrassed. But I also can't, I cannot think of words to be like, instead of just being like, you know, like, oh, okay, I got an idea. He'll just kind of like punch him and just be like, cut that out.
I'm uncomfortable. I have to lash out.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
all
that's...
I can think of.
Spence just laughs and puts it away.
So y'all want to go back inside and watch TV, read the paper, eat dry cereal?
Lucas is going to read the paper. It's the only way he keeps up with all the goings-on of Enigma.
Everyone goes inside a little more tired because y'all done farm work, but not much tired because y'all worked together as a team.
And all we did was woggle some goats.
Yeah, did that take like an hour maybe?
Not even that.
No.
I don't know,
especially since, because he's
Pound Puppies is over though.
Yeah. And like,
Now you'll never know where puppies come from.
She's seen this one.
That's true. She has seen this
one. It's been out for about a year. Came out last October.
You go back inside. Muppet Babies is starting.
Yay.
Perfect timing.
As Lucas is reading the newspaper, does he read the sports section? Does he read the home and leisure classifieds?
The weather.
Weather?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It says some weird blood rain coming into town later.
That's some Night Vale weather right there.
Well, that's not right.
I can't be right.
There's a smudge on the ink. It actually says some good rain coming in later.
There we go.
That's that good rain.
It's a weird
smudge. This one is fresh from the presses.
And then he's going to flip to the comics.
Are you the type that like holds the whole paper together, or do you just throw the other stuff to the side?
No, Lucas keeps it all nice and neat.
Very good.
Because Dad wants to read it later.
I was going to say, so his father won't beat him with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he needs to get his 30 minutes of pipe smoking and newspaper reading in the morning, like all 80s fathers.
Making noises from behind it.
Oh, look at that, Jesus Christ.
I didn't realize your dad was Sling Blade.
So, there's an okay Marmaduke. Pretty awesome Garfield.
This is back when Garfield was good.
Spider-Man in there. There is an article of the Enigma Inquirer on the comics page that is discussing the dangers of the local arcade and is it the cause for the children that have recently gone missing.
Who wrote the article?
Hugh, H-U-G-H, Mann, M-A-N-N.
Wow. Okay. What does the article say, word by word?
What? Fuck you.
I wanted to go to the arcade later today.
Huh? Well, we'll go to the arcade.
We'll just get rid of this article.
We should all go.
And Lucas just takes that article, very carefully gets rid of the entire page it's on. And
how so?
He crumples it up and throws it away.
Now your dad can't read the comics.
He can't read that article.
He's going
and whatever was on the back of it.
And whatever was on the back of it.
Beat the shit out of you.
If he finds out.
Yeah, but that means I get to go play Donkey Kong.
What are you doing?
I'm getting rid of an article so my parents don't keep me from going to the arcade today.
What's wrong with the arcade?
Well, apparently a bunch of kids keep disappearing there. But I don't know for sure because I couldn't read the entire thing word by word.
Theo apparently snatches it out of the trash can.
Wow.
Theo immediately grabs it the moment he hears about that and immediately starts reading that page of the paper.
What does it say, word by word?
Yay.
It says that you've had people in the past who, year, there have been some disappearances. Year or 18 months?
Year.
And the last year, starting with the disappearance of a local boy, name withheld, of course. There have been a few disappearances, not very many, but in the last 3 days, it seems. No, sorry, last 2 days, it seems that two more people have gone missing. And they were, it was children last seen at the arcade, but they don't have any leads as of yet.
Mm-hmm. Theo is just kind of like reading over it, and I guess maybe he'll like read it out loud to himself Maybe he's not very good at reading, because I know some people read out loud to themselves. And it was like, can we go to the arcade today?
I was planning on it.
Okay, good.
I've been saving up all my allowance.
And we'll fold up the newspaper and put it in one of his jacket pockets.
Blow it all on Donkey Kong and pinball. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Lucas, I'm going to use your phone, okay?
Okay. It's rotary.
Yes, Lucas, we know. Stop bragging.
We used it previously.
Yeah, okay. Arcade sounds good.
So Spencer goes...
The phone springs into your hand.
Whoa! It's rotary and sentient. I dial the police station.
Mm-hmm. It's easy. It's 911.
Hello. Hello. Is Officer Anderson there?
Yeah. One second.
Do do. Do do.
Officer Anderson speaking.
Hey, it's Spence.
Oh, hey, Spence. How's your mom and them?
They're fine. Hey. So I was reading in the paper about this arcade stuff.
Oh yeah. What about it?
What's going on there?
We don't really know very much. The two kids were last seen there, but they never came home. We already interrogated the owner, but couldn't find anything to make it stick.
Yeah, but like, any crazy stories about it?
Not any crazier than the normal stories.
All right, thanks anyway. Let me know if something weird happens, right?
I always do, don't I, Spence?
Yeah, you got it.
The best way to get to the arcade from where y'all are is either getting in the car.
That's not 80s enough.
Okay, well, then it would be walking through the woods.
I'm going to slide across the hood of the car.
You can't bike.
Yeah, I was going to ride my bike.
That wouldn't be the quickest way.
I have a 10-speed.
That wouldn't be the quickest way.
But I have a 10-speed.
That's
fine.
Was
that in the 80s?
I mean, if you had like a mountain bike that you could ride through like the forest, maybe.
Of course, the rest of us don't have bikes.
Yeah.
What? Because nobody else bikes.
Well, first of all, I don't think we took bikes because we went directly from school to your place, and only Lucas was on a bike. The rest of us were walking alongside him while he was on the bike.
Yeah. Yep.
So we'd have to go pick up our.
Which I would think, I don't think Theo has a bike.
All right, well, I'm getting the four-wheeler and hooking a trailer up to it. None of us are wearing helmets.
80s!
Right into town.
Okay, so as y'all ride into town, y'all talk about your life and hopes and dreams and what the future may hold for you.
I know what the future's going to hold for me. I'm going to play some Pac-Man and some Galaga and... If it's released yet, I'm going to play that new Contra machine.
Why do I feel like it wouldn't have been released yet? It's too bad we don't have this like streaming live, because if we did and we had enough people...
Yeah, it is. February 20th, 1987. The home version released in 88.
Oh, there you go. So it's not new. It's a year old.
I'm going to be playing that... Oh, it's new to me.
I'm going to be playing that old Contra
game. We just got it. We live in Oregon. God.
So, as y'all are all deciding what games y'all are going to play, you pull up to the arcade, which does seem to have a pastor outside who's telling the kids that they shouldn't go in, and rather they should spend their extra time hanging out at the cool happening church, okay, which is totally radical and not bogus at all. And he gives y'all all little leaflets that's like, come to the church event Saturday night, and also, you know, stay and stay for a lock-in, and next morning you can come straight to church in your PJs, whatever. It's cool.
Thanks, but I have to do harvest that night.
Is that a Jewish thing?
Gonna be a, no, sir. It's a farming thing. I gotta harvest onions.
Well, this isn't the time of year to harvest onions.
How would you know?
Just a wild guess from a little bird I like to call the Lord.
I would like to... Well, maybe it could be an overwinter crop. I don't know offhand about onions.
Anyway, Lucas just walks off after he has that small confrontation with the preacher, because he's out of lying ammo and he's not intending to go. And he's gonna look at Spencer and he's gonna
Yep.
No, he's not gonna say it in front of the preacher.
Early autumn.
But that's when you harvest onions.
Some most varieties, I guess. Okay. Yeah. Varies by cultivar.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna do it this time. I got 5 quarters just for Dragon's Lair. I'm gonna get through the whole thing this time.
No way.
Do the rest of y'all just walk by and let Lucas speak for all of y'all?
I took a...
Spencer goes, yeah, onions, and walks on.
I took a pamphlet, but nodded matter-of-factly when Lucas was like, oh man, the onion harvest.
Oh, those onions.
Nod.
Theo will, look at it and, sort of nod, crumble up the paper, and then put it in his mouth and throw up devil horns, and then just kind of, walk back into the arcade and scowl at him. And then as soon as he gets in the arcade, he, coughs out the paper.
He's in the background, applauding him.
Who's in the background?
Rainy. Because that was a real weirdo thing to do.
That was a very rebellious rocket.
You have disappointed Pastor Hingem.